my beauty beauties, welcome to the One Talk Show Tarot Podcast and TV with me, your host, Juanita Nelson Combs. So I know I haven't been on for a while, and I wanted to just come on and just chime in on some emotional things that I think have been happening within the collective for individuals who have not come into union just yet. And who actually, now it's not that they just haven't come into union. It's also that they actually have Hi, baby kitty boy, I see you running around. I see you. Have a good day, Jay. So if you want to, do you want to wait till you get home to present her with whatever, or you want me to just give it to her when she gets out of school? Leave it on your bed. Today is my little baby Scorp's birthday. She's 11, but we actually have been, you know, we celebrate all year round, yeah. So, I mean, not all year round, but all month long. Because my birthday is also in November. So, yeah. So, anywho, I wanted to chime in because there's a couple of things going on. I'm also going to pull a reading. Once I get to my tarot office, I will go in and pull cards on the matter at hand. Because there has definitely been a shift in the collective. And the shift is because there's a lot of people who are supposed to be in union right now that are not. And it isn't because the person doesn't know, you know? It isn't because they haven't ascended. It isn't because they aren't awakened. They are. They are. They are awakened. They know. All of it. Okay? All of it. And that's what's disheartening, because you know that this person knows. You know that they are awakened. You know that they are very, very much aware of the connection between the two of you, of the purpose, the initial purpose of the connection. They might not know in totality why you two are supposed to be together, but they have a very strong sense of you being their person, okay? And that's if they're, that's regardless to whatever situationship they are in, okay? So this, and then, I mean, they're seeing synchronized numbers, they're participating in they're participating in all the, you know, the rites of passage and after all this trauma, right? After all that you've been going through, right? You feel like finally, you're gonna get your just due, because you've stayed the course. Fought the good fight. You have shown that you are worthy, connected, all of it. You show them that, hey, I'm ready for this. I'll participate. I will do what I gotta do. Okay. And it's confusing, to say the least. To say the absolute least is confusing, because you're looking at shit like, wait a minute, aren't we supposed to be in union? Isn't this and that supposed to have happened, right, to bring us together? You're looking at all this. You're looking at all this, and it doesn't make sense to you. Because you're like, how is it that we're not in union? How is it? When the person is ascending, they're awakening, rather, your person sees all the synchronized numbers, your person is a spiritual person, you know, they may have put you on the path, you know what I mean, and since falling off, but you know these things. You know that they are in tune. And it's just perplexing you, because you're like, well, I don't get it. Why aren't they here? Or why aren't I there? Or why aren't we together? Or why isn't it working out? Or whatever, right? And it, as you have gone on your journey, and you're trying your best to stay positive, stay in your higher self, stay connected to source. Show that you truly understand what all this is. So you've detached, you kept your vibration high, you've you know, wished positivity on your, for your counterpart, you've done the spiritual work. Continue to try to find ways to better yourself, or to better yourself, or to level up, if you will. Okay. And it's confusing as shit. You're like, well, then you go through all these different metamorphoses, and you start to blame yourself. You start to feel as though, well, maybe you're doing something wrong. You know what I mean? Because you're getting readings on your situation. You're getting readings on yourself. You're doing spiritual things to keep yourself focused and centered. And and you're just like worn out from it all, because you look up and you're like, wow, I'm doing all this and I'm still no closer to my target. Right now, let me just back up a little bit. I know that a lot of people, I know that we understand what the twin flame or soul connection journey is about, like the core of it, right? But we also are in this 3D mortal walk, and we desire companionship. The reason we desire companionship so strongly, and the reason I say that, because some people might be like, no, I could be by myself. I don't have to be with anyone. Okay, so maybe you don't want to be with anyone, but you want associations. You crave companionship on some level. So maybe you don't have a person per se there, but you got a pet. Okay. okay? Or maybe you, because I've seen the most isolated of people connect with animals or birds and shit like that, you know, is you have to, we are drawn to each other. We must commune one with another. That's why even in the Bible, it tells you do not forsake communing yourselves one with another. So that means don't abandon being together. Don't abandon it. Because you need that. You need to come together. You need to fellowship with other people. You need to connect with other people. Okay? And, I mean, honestly, you look at it like you wonder, like, there's some elderly people. And you're like, that person lives alone. They, you know, go, come and go from their job. And they just seem...
Bless me.
Welcome, spirits. They just seem as if they are okay with being by themselves. Maybe they're a widower or kids all grown up, whatever the case. But then you do a research on their life. You look at their just their daily, day-to-day or their weekly, right? And you will discover that these people have major associations. And I'm not saying this is the case across the board for everyone, but more than often, even that mean, cantankerous, old billy goat of a person who you would think, like, don't nobody want to be around this person. This person is not happy, and they're happy to be alone, and blah, blah, blah. Honey, they may have a picture that they look at, you know, of their significant other once upon a time. Or they may have a keychain or something that reminds them, a note, something that reminds them of a connection that they shared with someone. You know, Jan, if you get any extra Gatorades, don't forget about your sister. Because I done had major muscle spasms. That's kitty butt for ya. That's a kitty butt. That's a little kitty butt. That's a kitty butt doing that. So, yeah. So, you know, like, they have something that reminds them of a connection that they shared with someone, you know, and that's real talk. You know, you might think, oh, nah, so-and-so, they don't want nobody. They by themselves. Honey, there is something that that person does ritualistically that reminds them or connects them, okay? That's just how it is. So, hi to Jen. Well, don't, yeah, because she, you know, I'll cover it up with something just in case they try to go in there and get the kitty or whatever. You know, I'm taking her to get her nails done today. Okay, I'm taking her to get her nails done today. Yeah. Oh, I knocked this over and I'm in the middle of recording, so you don't have to pick it up. I'll have one of them pick it up. I don't know who put it right there full of trash. The dustpan. I knocked it over. So, but yeah. You know, you don't... And it's, I get it's hard for some people, I understand, who have been in connected relationships or been with their significant other for years, and then that person passes away or whatever, and now they find themselves alone. It's like, some people can go into a major depression over that, you know. But really what gets you out of it is just associating yourself. That's all. Just getting around people, getting around the things that you love, and not isolating yourself. But it's also a very vicious mind trip, you know, mind game, whatever you want, however you want to term it. Because on one end, you are, you're a slave to associations. But then on the other end, you crave isolation. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost as if you cannot, don't try to abandon the fact that you need to connect with people, or don't get lost in like thinking that your twin flame or your divine counterpart is alone, because they're not. Trust me, they are not alone. That's one thing that I did pick up heavily on the connection, right, is that how can someone be that affectionate, right, that loving, that endearing, but can desert you, on a level, desert you on a magnitude, I'll say, that literally makes you feel as though this person doesn't even want to be around people, period. Right? And then you're left wondering, like, well, what's the problem? You know, why can't we connect? Why can't we bridge the gap? Why can't we come from, you know, isolation into union? What is the problem? I know you're connected. I know you know who I am. I know who you are, right? So why can't we bridge the gap, close the gap, cross the bridge, right? And move over to this next space. And now the truth has come out. I mean, we all know it's fear. It's based in fear. It's based on a lack mentality. It's based on a woe is me depressive mentality. It's based on I don't want to go down that road again because it didn't work out for me before, so why would it work out for me now type mentality. You know, and on and on and on and on and on. And it's really sad. It's sad in that we think that this is all that there is. Like, okay, well, I'm just gonna, you know, be hurt or be alone or whatever the case may be. And that's not, that's not necessarily true. Okay? It's not necessarily true. It's not necessarily untrue if you don't do anything to change that dichotomy, but it's not necessarily true that that's gotta be your story, you know? So, okay, let me just. So, I'm about to go on live and do a. So, you could catch this. This is kind of like the pre-broadcast to the carpool. So, you could catch this on YouTube or Facebook in a couple of hours and see where we went with this. Because, like I said, I know that a lot of people are, they want answers. And they're like, this is dumb. It's like, the longer I stay in this union, the further away from the answers that I wanted, right? Regarding the union part. Not regarding the journey itself. Because we all know that this is a personal journey. We all know that you know we all know that sometimes things get lost in translation. We know that it's a personal journey, so in that, whatever we're learning, whatever we're trying to untrigger, you know, become keen on, like, I remember people saying, don't let people push your buttons like that, right? And to an extent, I understood that. I understood it to an extent, because I'm like, well, because now I have a couple of individuals who have targeted me, right? And what they do is they try to push my buttons, if you will. But it's not my buttons, really, that they're pushing, okay? What's happening is they're being rude, like they'll say rude things or inappropriate things that me as a lady, me as Juanita, I'd be like, what the fuck are you saying to me? You know what I mean? Like, have you lost your mind? Don't talk to me like that. I'm not, I ain't dealing with no motherfuckers like that. And then they think, yeah, I love controlling your emotions. Because look, you get upset and you get... And I was like, you are psycho, right? Because think about it. Number one, you're not controlling anything. You're not. You are purposely saying rude things to get a reaction. Okay? And it's like, who does that? Right? People who do that are individuals who, you know, they're really, really hurting inside. They're really hurting. They're really insecure. They really, really don't have a handle on what, how you make them feel. Okay? That's the real, real. They don't know how to process the emotions that you bring out of them. Okay? So what they do is they counterattack with immaturity, with running away, all of it. Okay. And I mean, I had to examine that for a minute because I was like, am I being triggered by this person? And I mean, people can play some strong mind games, y'all. You better be careful out there. Be careful who you give your heart to, who you give your body to, who you open up your intimate secrets to, who you trust. Mm-mm. I don't tell nobody shit no more. If you don't already know me and you don't already know about me, you ain't gonna know about me. And that's Scorpio right there all day. So, because everybody can't handle your level of honesty, your level of openness. You know, there's a lot of damaged people out here. A lot of damaged people out here walking around with false faces on, walking around with masks on. Like, they're not hurting, or they haven't hurt others, or they aren't continuing to hurt. I mean, it's just, it's like a vicious, vicious cycle, yo. And it's sad because, in a way, you be like, well, damn, what's the point? Like, you don't want to be with nobody. Like, I have friends and colleagues and some family members who are just completely content. They like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I don't need no relationship, situationship. I don't need nobody coming up in my space. I don't need, nope. And it's not that they are lonely. It's not that they are unhappy. But they decided what they want for their life. And what they want for their life doesn't include the bullshit. And I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
Because shit, how much of this bullshit do we really have to take to prove that we are, you know, team players? How much? Really, how much? How much? How much loneliness do we have to endure to prove that we're loyal? How much hurt and pain do we have to suffer to prove that we will stand by your side, to prove that we are devoted, to prove that we're in it for the long haul? How much? How much? And then what starts to happen is,
yay, come here right now. Oh.
Thank you. Then what starts to happen is, the person becomes jaded. They become jaded, they become superficial, they become distant, they become cantankerous, they become cynics, me included. They become standoffish, they become, you know, like, nah, I'm good, I'm gonna take my chances in a way that will benefit me, not in a way that is gonna tear me down. Because heads up, people, newsflash, you don't have to be with your counterpart, twin flame, soul tie, whatever. You don't have to be with that person, okay? Now, I know a lot of readers and a lot of readings have said, hey, this is the love of a lifetime. This is the one person that, you know, is going to change everything in your life, blah, 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 blah. While you're waiting on this motherfucker to come and change everything in your life, you yourself are missing out on life. You're missing out on life. Okay? You're missing out on just building memories that you can look back on and feel like, wow, yeah, I really took the bull by the horns on that one. Or like, yeah, I didn't go as far as I could have with that relationship. Or, you know, so case in point, you guys know this is a twin flame journey debunking my own personal story of how I survived the twin flame journey. So am surviving, because it's in real time. I like to always say that I'm like the reality TV show of the twin flame journey, because I give it to you fucking raw, clear, and uncut. And personally, in my own personal scenario right now, I'm done. I will never talk to my twin flame again. Mm-mm. Nope. Won't do it. And I won't say, like, never, like, 20 years from now or whatever. But as far as things go, as far as they stand right now, nah, I won't be speaking to him. And I know he's going to call me. I know he's going to test it. That's why he did this. I know he's going to test it. But I looked at my last challenge as... Challenge! I looked at it as my last challenge as, this is it, Juanita. This is it. What position, what team are you on? Are you team fuck up or you team glow up? What team are you on? Mm-hmm. So, I literally had to put my fucking foot down, Homer Simpson. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had to put my foot down and take a stand for myself, because as a fixed sign, shit, I'm devoted, yo. I'm devoted. That's why I've been able to stay in my career choice. Once I chose it, once I figured out who I was and what I wanted to do and how I wanted to navigate a career path, I've never wavered from it, because, you know, shit, I'm fixed like that. I am totally fixed. And I hope I don't get a muscle spasm in the middle of doing my reading, because if I do, I'm running up out of my office screaming. That's what happens when you start getting yourself together again. But anywho, yeah, so... So I had to put my foot down. And I basically told him that if he did not show up physically, in the physical, if he did not show up yesterday, that I was not going to talk to him anymore. And I know that sounds like childish or petty or whatever, but it isn't. It isn't. Because I took a stand for my life, for my future, for myself, for my family, for my daughters. I took a stand, you know what I'm saying? And I'm doing something that's astounding, okay? Because basically I decided, no, I'm not going to let you just do whatever the fuck you want to do in my life. This is my life. I don't have to be with you. So since you want to be a playboy, you want to have multiple situations going on with multiple people, you want to be the guy that has this girl, that girl, the other girl, and making them think that you love them. Right? That's some cold shit there, homie. Because this individual, they basically make people think that, you know, hey, it's me and you, boo. It's me and you. It's ride or die. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All of the good stuff, right? That's what they make you think. That's how they make you feel. They make you feel like, whoa, you know, this guy is the perfect guy, right? They make you feel like, oh man, just invincible with love when it comes to love. They make you feel like, wow, like, whoa, my love is like, whoa, hashtag Maya, you know? So, I guess in a way, I had to literally save myself. I had to. And I ain't looking back, you know what I'm saying? And it's the hardest thing that I think I've ever had to do currently. One of the hardest things I think I've had to do is walk away from this man, walk away from this union, walk away from this connection. Completely walk away, not turn around, not look back. Completely do what, you know, he has taught me to do, basically. To do what he has taught me to do. Because when he deserted this connection, when he left it, when he decided, nah, it's not important to me enough to sustain it, so I'm gonna just go and play this little game. Because what I discovered was, why do I keep? It's like when a lighter doesn't work anymore, throw it away. Stuff together up in here today. Gotta get it together today. It's time to revamp this spot. I keep growing, you guys. I keep expounding and growing, and so I have to figure out my niche. I have to figure out how, you know, things work better for me. So yeah, it's just been really interesting in that I have just said, you know, okay. And this journey for me has been extremely difficult because I did not want to appear to be bitter. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to be bitter. I didn't want to be mad. I didn't want to be, you know, hurt. I knew I was going to be hurt, but I didn't want to walk around like the lonely, brokenhearted girl, aka Beyonce. Hashtag Beyonce, brokenhearted girl. I don't want to be her, okay? No, thank you. I don't want to be the brokenhearted girl. You know, I don't want to be the lonely girl. I don't want to be the brokenhearted girl. I don't want to be that girl. I want to be me. I want to be happy. That's it. Because when I'm happy, there's no stopping me. There's no stopping me when I'm happy, right?
And it just seems like sometimes it's not that people don't want to see you happy. I just think that sometimes they can't understand your happy. You know what I mean? They can't understand it. They don't know why you so damn happy when you got all these problems or situations or conditions or whatever it is. And they just don't understand why you so damn happy. You know what I mean? Wow. My daughter found a feather for me. I've been finding feathers. I have a connection to the whole reason why feathers keep following me around and shit. But just now, right now, Spirit just said, put that feather over there in your collection. And the reason that you're collecting feathers is because you miss your wings. Damn. Damn. And I remember hearing someone talking about fallen angels or angels who walk among us or whatever. And they always say that, well, the angels who walk among us are fallen angels and they're negative, they're demons or whatever, right? But I'm still doing some research on that. But my own spirit, see, I always go with what my spirit feels first. And then I'll, you know, tap in and do some research on a thing. But what I feel, I don't feel that way. Sure, there's some negative entities in the world. There's some negative spirits as just like they're positive spirits. You know what I'm saying? But I do feel like there are also angels who are here assisting us. They haven't fallen. I don't know. I'm still figuring that out, like I said. And I don't want to speak on stuff that I don't really know, or I'm still learning it for my own self, you know. So basically, the whole, I don't know. So I just heard that because I was always like, what's with these feathers? Why am I being drawn to these feathers and I got to have it? And I'm like, oh my God, if I see a feather, or I don't know what's going on with that. So then Spirit just told me just now, you've been collecting these feathers or you're drawn to the feathers because you miss your wings. Because I do believe I could fly. Hashtag R. Kelly. Hashtag pervert. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. Yes, R. Kelly did make a lot of good music, but when I reference him, I will always reference him as a motherfucking pedophile pervert as well. Okay? Same thing like they try to say about Michael Jackson, but I don't know. The Michael Jackson one is still up in the air questionable because that seems like some extortion shit to me. But the R. Kelly shit is very, very clear. But anyway, and I don't put it past Michael because he was in that arena, y'all. But anyway, I digress. But that all came out from the I Believe I Could Fly statement. Shout out to all my podcasters, but I do want to say one thing about podcasting, okay? If you have a podcast and you only got like 2 or 3 people watching or listening to you or something like that, don't feel bad because you're looking at all these celebrities now who are popping up with podcasts and shit, and they're getting awards and they're the number one podcast and this and this and that. Dude, don't trip on that shit. They're using their celebrity, okay? They already have a following. They already have a fan base. They already got people that like their music or like their whatever. So for them to cross over into the things that content creators do, right, and try to dominate the market and make it seem like they're so much better than the little guy like us who just, you know, maybe reaching a small audience or something like that. Don't feel bad, okay? These people are no better than you. They actually, some of them, you know, they have what you don't, a little bit of more money. They got money, influence, that's all, okay? But you keep doing what you're doing. Keep shining, keep telling your story, keep speaking up for yourself. Keep, you know, staying on your path. And definitely guarantee you that things are going to start turning around. And you will start to see, you know, the full reason why you may be doing things that you hadn't done before. And you're very good at it, but you may not have, you know, your following may not be just strong just yet, you know. Don't worry, it's coming. It's coming. Just stay focused. It's coming. So while I'm trying to get my computer up and running, I'm just putting a little podcast together and sharing a story. So let me go back to what I was talking about earlier when I was saying that I have to put my foot down. So I've literally put my foot down, you know, and it's sad because I know he thinks I'm playing. I know he does. I know he thinks, Pi's just upset. She's just horny. She'll be all right. She's not going to leave me for real. And while my heart may never leave him, my physical connections are. I'm done. I will not be answering any emojis. I will not be baited in, not one little bit. I will not respond to any text messages. I will not answer any blocked calls. I will not reply to any acronyms, any emojis. Drastic things need to happen in order for me to even give thought to okay, my computer is acting silly. My setup is gonna be, I'm gonna change it up because I just haven't figured out how I want things just yet because it takes a minute. Because I don't have, you know, I have to figure out my space, how I want things, but it'll come to me. And when it does, boop, I'll change it. So anyway, oh yes, Palo Santo. Some beautiful Palo Santo sticks I got. They smell wonderful. They're completely charged and energized, as is everything I fucks with. So yeah, I put my foot down and so we're gonna do the live as soon as my computer stops acting like a dickwad. Okay. So anyway, yeah, and it's in a way it's hard, but not really, because he doesn't call me like that anymore, you know, like where I would have to like totally really ignore him and really be like, you know, whatever. He doesn't. He calls just enough, okay? Just enough to bait me in to keep me hanging on, whatever. And lies, just completely lies, like lies. The lies. Hashtag Candy Burris. Just lies, right? And it's really sad. It's really sad to think that somebody that you have this much affinity for would just blatantly be an asswipe. I'm just saying. They a straight asswipe. Why? Because they won't let you go either. Not like they're like really holding you back from anything, but I'm saying they won't let you go, meaning spiritually they're holding on to you tight. Ooh, child. They hold it on. They are holding on. Alright, let's see if I can. Alright, here we go. So I'm actually going live as we speak. So basically I put my foot down. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know what's gonna happen. But at this point, I'm not even worried about it no more. I'm like, okay. Because, honey, some of these things can cause you to just really feel like... All right. What do I want to title this? I don't even know. So basically, I'm on my podcast right now, and I'm on Facebook Live right now, and in 2 seconds, I will be on YouTube on my The One Talk Show Tarot channel. I'm just going to put the message we need. The message we got to hear today. I miss the Vine. Shout out to the Vine and my boy Al McCauley. Al McCauley. Okay. All right. So like you guys know, I don't be playing that bullshit. Don't come up in my chat with your bullshit. Just don't do it, because I'm not in the fucking mood for your idiocy. There's a lot of people who be trying to trigger readers like we fucking give zero fucks about, you know, your negative energy, you know? Like, dude, And some people try to befriend the readers, but they have bad intentions, you know what I'm saying? They ain't got no good intentions. So if you come on and you leave a, you get in the chat room or whatever, I can't see it anyway, so. If you want a personal reading or you have a question, you need to drop $20 on the Cash App to Juanita Nelson Combs, that you go, girl. And I will answer your question. If you want a personal reading, all you need to do is email me, theonetalkshowtarot@gmail.com. And it's just like that, theonetalkshowtarot@gmail. Okay, spell it out. And I will, I check all my emails on Friday. Okay. I check all my emails on Friday just to I mean, I might check them before then, but if you're trying to get in touch with me, just know that, okay, she gonna hit it up by Friday. If you have sent me an email and I have not responded to you, okay. I have not responded to you. You may call the One Talk Show Tarot phone line at 760 area code 561-2607. You may leave a text message, a direct message on that line, and you'll get a faster response if you are trying to get a reading. Okay? All right. So that's all out the way. We are on anchor.fm right now, which streams on Spotify. You guys check me out, the One Talk Show, debunking a twin flame, debunking my own personal journey, and to the podcast. Thank you guys so much. To finish this up, please check me out right now. I'm on live. If you, listen to this and you are getting the playback, go ahead and play it back. Guys, always remember to like, share, and subscribe. It really helps YouTube content creators move forward. So we're going to dive right into the reading. And I want to thank you all on the podcast so much for joining me this morning. And like I said, go on over to the YouTube or Facebook and check us out there. All right. Love you to life. Ciao, Baylas. Ciao, Baylas. See you in the funny papers.